with the view from her Jerusalem window. Here's Andrea Simontov.
Andrea, how are you doing?
I love it. I love the music. But listen, full disclosure, Moedim L'Simcha, I am not in Jerusalem. I am looking out of a window near Washington, D.C. this morning.
Well,
this afternoon.
That's okay. Suppose something slightly different from what you normally do. Did you decide to escape the slavery of Pesach and the Holy Land?
Well, actually, it's more slavery here because you guys have these 2 days, these two brutal days of matzah. It's crazy. But I was like, what do they call it? The Shabbos Goy. I was the hands-on. I could, when nobody was looking, I could flip on a stove because not only am I not obligated, I am not allowed. If I were a man, I could not be counted in a Pesach minyan or a zimun, you know, the prayers around the table. I mean, I have to eat. So, yeah, no, I visited family overseas, dreadfully miss Eretz Israel, and please God, hope to be back for Yom HaZikaron, Memorial Day, and Independence Day, where we will talk about that. But I needed to be in the Agalut to feel what it felt like to live outside of the holiest land.
What is it like celebrating in Pesach in Washington, D.C.? Do you get to hang out with, like, diplomats or all that kind of thing? Go visit Trump? I don't know.
I'm looking for Donald Trump. I'm going to Annapolis today, God willing. Annapolis, that's where the Navy and the shipyards are. And that's going to be my visit. You know what? I'm finding myself just breathing deeply. I cannot believe that I spent my first almost 40 years as an American living in America. I feel so distant. I feel so enveloped in the events of Israel and the correctness of living there. It was very beautiful. And to hear everybody at the end of the Seder singing Hashana Haba'ah, Be Yerushalayim, next year in Jerusalem, well, you can imagine, I stood up, I banged the table, and I said, if you say it, mean it. Yeah, I wasn't so popular by the end of the Seder.
Well, you know, maybe if you'd gotten lucky, they wouldn't have invited you to the second one. But, you know, what can you do?
They needed someone to rip up more toilet paper.
Are you going to Annapolis to see someone, or are you just going as a bit more of a
We're just going to go see, because you know what, it's a weird Chol HaMoed here, because just like you guys, it's a little shorter than in Israel, but the weather is beautiful, and I don't get to see this kind of foliage again. Everything taken with a grain of salt. I don't get to see this beautiful foliage and water. Oh my gosh, the water. People have like streams in their backyards here. This is like blowing my mind. I want to stop and put my feet into all the water. In Israel, we have to drive for an hour to get to any kind of water, but it's worth it.
Well, there you go. Andrea, thank you so much for letting us know about your time. And we'll chat to you next week in the run-up to Yom HaZikaron, Yom HaTzmaut.
I'm really, really, really looking forward. I have what to share next week. Guys, Moedim L'Simcha, and, you know, go easy on the matzah, all right?
Fantastic. That is looking forward to it already. Thank you so much, Andrea.